It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans of color continue to lag behind whites when it comes to receiving COVID-19 vaccines. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports.
About 74% of Coloradans who've received a vaccine are white. Whites make up 68% of the state's population. About 5% of vaccines have been administered to Latinos. They make up about 20% of the state's population. Jill Hunsaker-Ryan heads Colorado's Department of Public Health. She says the state's using zip codes to target low-income minority communities and set up clinics.
We recognize that health disparities are not the result of individual choices, but rather the institutional and systemic barriers that have existed long before the pandemic.
Pressure is growing on the state to close the vaccine equity gap as more groups become eligible today for vaccinations and more vaccines arrive in the state. Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis is engaged to his partner of 17 years, Marlon Reese. Polis proposed in December during a difficult time for his family. Polis and Reese both contracted COVID-19 and Reese went to the hospital.
Been thinking about it for a while. I'd ordered the rings and had them, you know, hidden and ready to go. And I knew he'd probably get better, but obviously you never know in that situation.
Polis says they're planning a wedding for the fall. Lake Pueblo State Park is expanding. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports.
Staff at the state park will take over the management of 800 acres along the North Shore. It's land the state already leases, and the shift reflects a growing emphasis on hiking and biking. The change means visitors will need a valid state parks pass to access the area rather than a hunting or fishing license. Access will eventually change to a new entrance inside the park. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.